In New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg pushed for a similar plan to ease congestion in Manhattan. Today, though, that plan was rejected. And joining us from Albany in the state capital is reporter Jeremy Peters. And Jeremy, I understand it was actually the Assembly, the New York State Assembly, that rejected his plan. And that plan was to charge cars $8, trucks $21 to drive into Manhattan below 60th Street.
That's correct. And actually, there wasn't a vote on the issue on the floor. It was a rather anticlimactic end to all of this. What happened was the Democrats who control the Assembly went into their conference and behind closed doors decided that they would not hold a vote on this.
And why not?
Well, I think first and foremost, there was just an opposition to the idea of charging people to enter public space. So there was the issue of it failing on the merits, and there was also the issue of Michael Bloomberg himself. There were a lot of Democratic legislators who felt that the mayor was really pressuring them to vote. And if there's one thing that politicians don't like to feel, it's pressured into doing their jobs.
So they felt that they were being bullied by him a little bit?
I'd say that's fair. I think there were a certain number of people who certainly felt that the mayor was trying to bigfoot them, yes.
Well, it's surprising because according to public opinion polls I've seen, the public supported this plan.
Yes, the public certainly did. And I think that in principle, yes, people agree that something needs to be done about congestion in Manhattan. And I think certainly if you talk to legislators here, they will overwhelmingly say, yes, congestion is a problem, pollution is a problem. But it's a question of how you go about doing that. And I think that just at the end of the day, there were too many legislators who felt that this was not the correct approach.
Do they have an alternative vision?
At the moment, I don't think so. I mean, there are a number of competing proposals. A lot of the issues you heard about people having concerns with here was, for example, the idea that drivers from New Jersey were not being charged their fair share. So there were problems like that. There was just a certain sense that this was inequitable, that poor people weren't being considered, that people coming into the city for doctor's appointments, things like that, who need to see. Who need health care are coming and being charged when they shouldn't be.
And so is there any chance that another plan will come to the light of day and there will be a congestion pricing plan for New York City?
At this point, it's hard to say. I mean, you can never really consider anything dead here. So it's very well we could be having this conversation again in a few months. But at this point, right now, it is not going anywhere in Manhattan.
Reporter Jeremy Peters with the latest on New York's congestion pricing vote today in Albany. It didn't even come up for a vote, actually, but the plan so far is dead. And thank you very much, Jeremy Peters.
Thank you.